walking cheetah with a hat full of napalm. I'm a runaway son of a nuclear A-bomb. I am a world's forgotten boy, the one who searches and destroys. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Breaking Barriers with Jack Campbell, live on CITR 101.9 FM radio. My name is Jack Campbell, and we are broadcasting here at CITR from the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam Indigenous people. Welcome to episode 5 of season 2 of Breaking Barriers. We are in our second season, as I just mentioned, and trying out a new format where each week of the month, we focus on a different genre of music. The first week, improvisatory. The second week, modern classical. The third week, alternative kind of rock music. And the fourth week, something from within those styles that features a Canadian artist. And as we enter the month of September, I am very excited to be sharing indeed improvisatory music, but that still very much operates within a compositional form and has a melody and has harmony, but has a lot of, shall we say, found materials and spontaneous happening and noise. We are about to do a deep dive into the entirety of the album Collapse. That's spelled with a K. And two L's, K-O-L-L-A-P-S, by Einstütze de Neubauten. Now, they are a German experimental, post-punk, industrial, noise-based, in a way I would definitely say new music ensemble, but perhaps everybody knows them more as a crazy, crazy metal band. And this is definitely one of my favorite records of all time, and it turned 40 not too long ago. It was released in 1981, and it still sounds, in my opinion, crazier than anything being released these days. Here, let me read you something from the Quietus Cultural Countered magazine, and this is written by Jeremy Allen. And it starts with a quote by Ligeti, which I think is hilarious, and it says, "West Berlin is a surrealist cage in which those inside are free." I think that's still true to this day. I love Berlin. Now listen to this. Feral musicians emerging from the rubble of bombed-out West Berlin and creating themselves out of their own blood and guts very much feels like a tale from another age. I don't necessarily agree with that, because when you go to Berlin, it still feels like that. But let's continue. In a world of coffee shop startups, utilitarian computer software, and Erstas bedroom electronica as oral wallpaper, building your own percussive instruments from scrap might seem primitive, complex, redundant even. But in 1981, when Einstütze de Neubauten made Collapse, it was revolutionary. For the briefest of moments, they tried to be conventional, but it didn't last long. The Moon Club in Berlin on April 1st, 1980, was the scene of Neubauten's first ever show. After Blixa Bargeld overheard a promoter telling somebody else that an act was needed for their following Tuesday night, he formed the band there and then and blurted out the name Collapsing New Buildings to give them something to put on the poster. Bargeld scored the gig at Gundrun Gutz Eigrau Shop on Goldstrasse in Schönberg. Gut and Bettina Koster sporadically sold their homemade clothes there, though it acted more as a creative hub where West Berlin's freaks met. On the interior wall were the words, "Those who sleep miss out." Luckily, Bargeld was on hand much of the time to sell the speed needed to ensure there'd be less FOMO. Now there, I'm closing that passage of the article, and I'd like to say, you may not know this, but Einstütze de Neubauten is a legendary group, mainly for their use of unconventional compositional techniques in both the classical and the avant-garde and the musical world. They are true experimental revolutionaries. They use cage systems. They use found poetry systems. They cut things up and start all over. They just free jazz improv it. They do crazy things, and they play scrap metal. They make their own instruments. They use pneumatic drills and jackhammers. And you will hear this noisy soundscape within this record itself. But first, I'd like to play a little bit of the aforementioned frontman and sort of face of the band, the crazy thinker and avant-garde experimental intellectual enfant terrible, Blixa Bargeld, talking about the making of this first record. And what I'm about to play for you came from an interview he did in 2021 for the 40th anniversary of this album on the Esoterica show on YouTube. And you can watch this on YouTube anytime you please. Here's an excerpt of him talking about the initial making of the record.
Recording an album for him. Of course, we jumped at the possibility, and the conditions were, I know I made a contract with him written on a little piece of paper in a bar, that he's allowed to sell 1,000 copies of the record, and after that we have the rights back. And he gave us a budget of 5,000 German marks, 10 days in the studio, so every day in the studio was 500 marks. Mm-hmm. He did not include a sound engineer, so we came to the studio and they told us, well, this is where you plug in the instrument, these are the equalizers, here's the faders, and this is where you hit record, because the budget did not include him as an engineer. He just left, and he left us his phone number. So we were thrown into cold water and saying, like, how do you record? So we had to learn how to record. And we made many mistakes, which you can hear on the album, like the cutting off the end reverb of things, so things abruptly end suddenly. And because we also had to learn how to splice a tape and to edit tapes together. So every single, we did all this ourselves.
Oh, wow.
And there is an evolution. I can certainly see the evolution from the double single before to this record and the records that follow it, which was that the drum set itself dissolved as a set. It no longer looked like a drum set. And there were no more, there is a little booklet with the original release of the album. And in the booklet, I also state that, we abandoned the normal drum set, and that we tried to concentrate entirely on found objects and on metal, basically. So of course, Neubau at that point was very, very much a percussion-based outfit. We had two percussionists, two drummers, Mufti and Andrew, both played basically were percussionists. Andrew originally came from being a conga player, so a giant Beatles and Santana fan.
Really?
That's his background. So he was definitely a percussionist, and Mufti also. I remember I saw, before I met Mufti in Hamburg, I did actually see him in a free hippie festival playing congas. So they were both conga players. Definitely not drummers who were really like playing with your hands and using objects and all that. So that was, I was more or less responsible for everything else. I was, I held a guitar since my father gave me one for my 16th birthday. So I had an electric guitar, and those are the main sides of the whole creation. We tried to, we definitely didn't, I listened to the album recently, which I don't do very often. I don't very often listen to my own albums. Mm-hmm. But I listened to it in order to prepare for this particular interview. And I realized, there was definitely no will to please anyone.
Right.
There was definitely no, I don't know if there was a will to displease anyone, but there was definitely no will to please anyone. There was no compromise. There was no, there was not even any expertise, knowledge or anything. As I said, like we had to learn how to record ourselves. We made many mistakes, like being one channel being 30% louder than the other one, or cutting off reverbs when we splice the tapes together, any, all kinds of things. But we also learned a lot of things in the process in these 10 days. 10 days meaning 10 days for like recording all this, mixing it, editing together, things about masking. I didn't even know anything about that back then. We gave Alfred Hitzberg a tape, a reel-to-reel tape, and that reel-to-reel tape is what became the album. If it was mastered by anyone or not, I had no clue. I made the album cover too. I went to a newspaper called Taz, which was the only left-wing daily newspaper that started itself in that time. And I went into their like graphics room and designed the cover and used their apparatus to make the recording sleeve and wrote the font, did the booklet. Wow. So it was very much a do-it-yourself experience.
And isn't that the ethos of punk rock in this incredible setting? And that's important to remember with this music, is this is a time when experimental music and punk are very closely associated, as something that I think sometimes gets forgotten in the current new music dialogue. So I hope your curiosity is piqued. And now we're going to take a moment to play some commercials. And after that, we will listen to Collapse by Anstütze de Neubauten in its entirety, all the way through. And I'm very excited to go on this crazy noise journey with you. Stay tuned.
If you're interested in maintaining a healthy lifestyle during midterms, finals, or any time throughout the year, then Freshie has you covered. Stop in today at Freshie on Westbrook Mall and order one burrito, salad, or bowl and get the second for free. Buy one, get one for free. Freshie on Westbrook Mall is your one-stop food as fuel choice for people on the move. Freshie. Eat. Energize.
Hastings Crossing is Vancouver's eclectic heart, a welcoming, diverse community rooted in social innovation, compassion, and cultural wisdom. Situated downtown along Hastings between Richards and Gore, you will find some of Vancouver's OG businesses like Nemesis Coffee, Meat and Bread, Dressu, Nuba, and many more. By supporting local businesses and social enterprises in Hastings Crossing, you are also helping to shape a more resilient, inclusive, and sustainable local economy in the downtown east side. Find out more about how Hastings Crossing Business Improvement Association is working to support the people and economies of Vancouver's downtown east side at hxbia.com or follow us on Instagram at hxbia.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Thank you. all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people. So check out The Real Deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night right at 9 p.m. after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM Radio. My name is Jack Campbell, and you are listening to Breaking Barriers with Jack Campbell, Thursdays at 10 a.m., broadcasting from the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam Indigenous people. And without further ado, as we've spent the last 15 minutes exploring, here is Einstütze de Neubauten's Collapse in its entirety. Please enjoy the noise.
Stays taut. Stays taut. passion. Healing.
Nein, 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 nein Schließ dich ein mit mir. Hier sind wir sicher. Ich liebe dich. vergisses.
Schmerzen. zerstört.
Thank you.
Better! Better!
Thank you. glaub mir. Wir sind leer.
Der jugendliche Angriff, der individuelle, der persönliche Angriff, wird bis heute leider blockiert durch Propaganda, nämlich durch Negativpropaganda.
Thank you.
And welcome back to Breaking Barriers with Jack Campbell, Thursdays at 10 a.m. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode where we explored Collapse by Einstürze der Neubauten. I've really enjoyed this episode. Thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned for next episode next week. Same time, same person, same theme. Please come listen with me. Have a wonderful rest of your day and keep listening to weird music. Thank you so much.